Now, you're hitting the stage at Country Thunder Alberta. So what's the first thing that comes to mind when you think of playing a show in Calgary?
Well, we've come up here and we did the Stampede, and I just remember how rowdy the crowd was and how many just avid country music fans you'll have up here. So I'm always excited about coming back.
So you were in Montreal last night. You're in Calgary tonight. What do you think the crowd's going to be like compared to Montreal?
Well, less French. I don't get to talk a lot in between songs when I'm in Montreal because they don't really understand my accent. Tonight I'll have a little more banter on stage, I imagine.
That's really fun. So Country Thunder crowds are known to be fairly rowdy, in the best way. How do you change your set list performance to match festival energy?
Well, I write a lot of sad ballad type songs, so sometimes you move songs around the set and you try to build that high energy set list, and a lot of times it takes me getting out there to kind of feel it before I really decide what I want to play.
That's really cool. So Canadian fans love their country. What surprised you most about playing up here compared to shows back home?
Well, I hadn't traveled much when I was before I signed a record deal, so I didn't really know there was country music fans all the way up here in Canada, and I realized how rural a lot of this country is and how many people grew up very similar to how I did.
So we know you're a guy who loves the outdoors. Have you had the chance to kind of explore Alberta Rockies before, or is it always just boots on the stage straight to the next city for you?
Well, this week it's definitely boots on the stage and we're headed right back out, but hopefully I find some time to come back and spend a few days up here.
We'd love to have you back. So you recently debuted the 90s Country Show on Apple Music Country last month, taking fans on this really cool nostalgic ride through one of country's most influential decades, to say the least. So what is something that you've taken away about country music, and what is something you learned about country music since hosting the show yourself?
Well, it's definitely, I think that the music stylistically is going to change over the years, but the storytelling is, I think, is what at the heart of country music, and that's what keeps it a country song. So the storytelling of the 90s is what I want to kind of bring into what we're doing now.
So you're dropping a deluxe version of Don't Mind If I Do here with six new songs. What made you want to revisit and expand this album?
Well, the album was just doing so well. You know, I've had a couple of singles off of it already. Don't Mind If I Do is the current single at radio. And really, when you have something that's really working and fans are gravitating towards, you want to kind of ride that wave. So I had some new songs I thought fit the style of that album and wanted to keep it going.
And you got two duets on this version as well. And tell us about who you collaborated with and how that came together.
Well, Randy Houser is a really good buddy of mine, obviously one of the best voices in country music, and I played him the song Cowboys It Gets, and he really loved it, and I thought, well, man, it's only going to make it better for him to be on it. So that was something that happened pretty organically. And then Hannah McFarland's a girl from Alabama as well, and a big fan of her voice and what she's doing, and she's going to go out on tour with me in the fall, so I thought she'd be great on a song called I Just Need You, and she did an awesome job on it.
Amazing, Riley. Thank you so much for chatting with me once again today. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about?
No, you did great.